Preparing his entrance, the stars shall applaud him with thunders of praise. Light in his eyes shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him. Then face to face. We shall behold him. We shall behold him face to face in all of his glory. We shall behold him. We shall behold him face to face.
The war against God is gripping our world. Never has there been a time in history, I don't believe, when the war against God has been so intense and so determined. But God and his people will win.
Hallelujah. The shout of his coming.
Listen, church. I don't care what the world says.
Shall be changed in a moment.
And we shall behold him.
And we shall
be. You know, when you begin to listen to something like that, and you begin to think of how absolutely, unquestionably, God, the creator of this universe, sovereign, holy, eternal, shall win the day. Hallelujah. He shall win the day. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Wow. There is no searching of his understanding. Now, I love the words of Psalms 2 when it says, why do the heathen rage? Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Now listen, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Now, you hear me, church. You hear me, good friends, all over the globe, all over this world, wherever you're listening, Australia, South Africa, Russia, Ukraine, England, South America, or wherever you are, friend. I want to tell you, and you got to hear me, God is going to win this war. God is going to win this war. This is the name of the program. The war against God is gripping our world. The war against God is gripping our world. And thank God we really are going to win. Thank God we really are going to win. Now today, we're going to look at this idea of the world in war against God. Can you imagine he that created the heavens and the earth? He that made everything that is, everything that shall be, the creator of man, the creator of all the beautiful things that he has provided. Can you imagine the world in war against God? Can you imagine the world in war against God? I'm overwhelmed that anybody could be so foolish. I'm overwhelmed that anybody could be so foolish as to think that they can win against the creator of this universe, to think that they can rise to be the masters and God can be put to silence. No, God's not going to be put to silence. God is the sovereign one. He will win. He is the eternal one. And I want to hear from you today. I really do. I want you to get involved with this program. Call a friend and get them to listen. Would you do that? Call a friend and get them to listen. I don't know why I got all this popping. Maybe you're not hearing it. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But anyhow, I want you to know that we shall win. It is no doubt about it. The saints of God are going to see the triumph of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost and the great host of angelic beings. They are innumerable. Day will come soon when we shall win. And I can hardly imagine anything so wonderful as what is going to happen and how we're going to win this war and how we're going to overcome. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a blessed day. It really is. And I hope you are in the middle of the hope and the joy of his coming. Now, when you talk about the world warring against God, you talk about, of course, same-sex marriage. You talk about all the other many things that there are that's part of this war. And you really just don't understand how men can be so foolish and how they can strive in such a foolish gesture as to think that they can win against God. How they think they can win against God is impossible. They will not win against God. That's absolutely not, I mean, they're just not capable. They just are not capable. God is going to win. Now, I want you to get on the lines with me and let's talk about the great war against God, and let's talk about the triumph of the righteous, okay? The triumph of the righteous. We are not going to glorify what the enemy is trying to do. We're going to glorify what God is doing. Is that okay? We're going to glorify what Jehovah God is doing and make sure you understand and you know that the great God is sovereign and that the day of hope and assurance is right before us. Now, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and then email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. I really want to hear from you. I want you in the middle of this broadcast today as we really try to learn and we try to draw near to the great God whose we are and whom we serve. We serve him with everything. we are belongs to Him. We have no other interest but to please God, to serve Him faithfully, and to walk daily with Him in the light of His glory and His blessedness. Now, the clouds of this war are everywhere. Imagine what men are saying in many high places today. Imagine how they're trying their best to cut God out of everything in America. If you pray to God, it's got to be a generic God. It cannot be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which means you cannot pray in Jesus' name. There's all kinds of attacks, all kinds of efforts, all kinds of determined people who want to put God out of business. A high school class trying to have their graduation, if somebody proposes to say something about their relationship with God, it becomes a court matter. And yes, everywhere you can imagine a court matter. And now we have Obamacare, determined that every institution in America will support same-sex marriage. Every institution will provide coverage for abortion and any moral decrepit attitude or action. It's overwhelming. It really is. It really is. I want to give you something today. In this crazy world of such attack against God, do you know one of the chief problems that men are having is from depression? It's enough to depress you. I mean, I understand that. The only way you can rise above depression in today's world is learn to trust God, to really put your faith in the Lord, to really depend upon God. So I'm going to invite you today to let me give you a little booklet entitled Depression, the Human Killer. Depression, the Human Killer. This is really a good little booklet. I wrote it, of course. Everything we give, basically, are things that come out of our heart, out of our effort to be a blessing to you. And so you can order this booklet entitled Depression, the Human Killer. It's just a small booklet. You can read it in one setting, and you can then take the scriptures and all the principles in it, and you can rise above depression. Maybe you got a daughter or a son. Many young people are depressed today. Many young people are depressed. Children, young people, teenagers are some of the most vulnerable to be even suicidal and to take their own life. Excuse me, because they are bothered by what is happening in today's world. It's such a crazy world, and everything's so out of sight. I mean, so beyond measure, you can't hardly understand it, that really many young people are depressed. Now, this is for children as well as teenagers and as well as young adults and us old folks. I mean, I have to fight depression sometimes. I look around me. I listen to the confusion. I look at the hatred. I face some of it myself, and I'm amazed at it. I'm amazed. But I'm telling you, God is the answer. God is the answer. You can trust Him. How many of you believe you can trust Him? How many of you know that God is faithful, that God is really right there, ready to help you and to be your assurance and your certainty in this dark day in which we live? Give us a call now, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. I really want to hear from you. I want to know that we are being a blessing to you, that this ministry is something that will help you and bless you and draw you close to God. That's the burden of our heart. Do you hear me? That's the burden of my heart. So you give us a call, and we'll do our best to answer your question, and we'll send you this booklet. Now, the number, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone quickly, and we will do our best to be a blessing to you. We really will. We reach out to help you rise above the traumas of this life, rise above the doubts and the fears and all the things that are happening to people, all the sorrowful things, that many diseases. I mean, it really is a world that is full of all kinds of difficulties. But you can trust God. You can have a miracle. God will restore to you everything the devil has taken. God will bless you and love you and minister to you. I promise you, there is no ifs and ands about it. There's no ifs and ands about it. So in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, you just give us a call. We'll do our best to answer your question, and we'll do our best to help you. Now, the war against God is gripping our world. How many of you out there does it scare? What do you think is happening? What do you think is taking place? Well, let me tell you, here's what I believe with all my heart. I believe we're right on the very verge of the latter rain outpouring of the Holy Ghost. You say, I don't believe in that. Well, go to Acts chapter 2, go down about verse 15 and read about five verses, and you will see in the latter days there will be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And that word end times means the end of the end, or last days, really, the last of the last. And we're living in them, and that's why there's so much depression. And what is your hope? It's Jesus. Your hope is the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to take away the sin of the world. I'm telling you, listen to me now, you do not need to be afraid that God is going to lose. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Go to Psalms 24 and 1 if you want to read that. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And then go back to Psalms 2 that I read a while ago. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. You can trust in it. You can believe it. And I know you hear me beating the desk. You know, that's my pulpit right now. It's my desk. And I'm telling you, we're going to win. We're going to win this thing. And God's going to give you back. If you're a real saint of God, and you're faithful to God, and you don't play no games, you do the Lord's will with all of your heart, then I'm here to tell you that God's going to give you back everything the devil has stolen from you. Everything the devil has stolen from you. The Lord shall reign forever, says the book of Psalms 146. The Lord shall reign forever. Even the Lord, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise you the Lord. Hallelujah. I've got so many scriptures I could read to you today. I like this one. It says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. And his greatness is unsearchable. And this is my favorite. This is literally my favorite. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the mountains of his holiness. Beautiful for situation is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. You just hear me, friend. We're going to win this war. We're going to win this battle. I don't care what Obama says. I don't care what those liberals say. We're going to win this war. We're going to win this. You say, before Jesus comes? I don't know how much we're going to win before Jesus comes. Maybe a few things. Maybe some big things. But I know we're going to win some big things when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. And you on the air. May I help you, please? Wait a minute here. I missed a button. There we go. Now you on?
Yes, sir. I know you're broadcasting in Charlotte, North Carolina, and there are a lot of people out of town that don't know what's going on here. There are a couple of things that are real fascinating for those who are observing biblical prophecy being fulfilled before our very eyes. At the Charlotte Catholic High School a week or so ago, a nun got up and gave an address about the causes of homosexuality, the fact that they're not, you know, men in the household, and the families are all broken up and so forth. And I would have imagined this in a regular public school, but not in a parochial school. There was such an outcry. There were 1,000 protests. There were only 200 people that actually supported this lady.
And thousands of people protested because she stood up against homosexuality.
Exactly. And,
I've been out with a meeting in Oklahoma, and I didn't even pick up on that.
Yeah, it was on television news coverage. I don't know whether it was in the local paper or not. It probably was. there's another thing. There's a...
Let's talk about that a minute. Now, listen to us, folks. We're talking about a lady at the Catholic Church. Now, everybody knows that I believe Catholicism is a false religion and false doctrines. But here was one lady there who stood up for the family and for the biblical marriage and stood up against homosexuality. And they protested her by the thousands, you say, and only a couple of hundred stood with her.
Well, there were 1,000 protests from parents and students, and then there were 200 in support of her. And the head of the school, I don't know whether he called the principal or whatnot, he said that they, you know, what a lot of what she said, and I think he finally apologized, but a lot of what she said was based up by sociological research and statistics and stuff. And basically all she was saying is that our families need to be intact with a mother and a father and giving their children discipline. I didn't hear the whole speech, but basically that's how they summarized it. And this is what we need. But see, all these young people are watching so much television and get their information on the television. It's the Bible. And so anything is offensive to them that doesn't line up with same-sex marriage and the current everything that's in vogue in our society right now, movies and television and this and that and the other.
We have allowed America, the preachers and the religious leaders of America, have allowed our nation to literally go to hell on our watch because a few of us, will make a stand. And I have been hated now for about 8 years, worse than I ever thought I could be hated. When I turned 70, I remembered thinking November, December, as January, my birth month was coming up, 70 years old, maybe I can slow a little bit. Maybe there will be more love and respect for the stands that I've taken. And I'm telling you, it's been the worst 8 years of my life. I mean, the worst 8 years of my life, and many good people have taken a stand against me simply because they do not discern the times in which we live. They don't discern what's happening.
Well, this week I was riding along, and I got to thinking, do these preachers who will not say anything about anything, he who would save his pulpit will lose it, and he who will lose his pulpit by preaching the truth will save it.
You know what an old prophet said in the Old Testament? He said they are dumb dogs that won't bark.
Exactly.
Now, that's a horrible description to give to preachers. But our nation is full of them. They're dumb dogs that won't bark. They're scared to death of losing their good salary and their good prestige and the great benefits that comes with being a pastor in a noted denomination. And to leave it means they got to step out there and actually trust God. And that's rough when you got to trust God.
I've got one thing real quick that I was going to bring
up. I say that's rough. Now, you know I'm just kidding.
I know. I got one quick thing. We have a mega church preacher here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Who is now, and I'm not going to use his name, you know who I'm talking about, but he has now got a video. My grown son brought it to me and showed me. He's calling, he's talking, and he's pointing his accusing finger at the haters. Well, you know who the haters are.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
They're Bible-believing Christians.
This is Elevation, folks. The name of this preacher, and I'm trying to call his name. Would you call it for me if you don't mind?
Stephen Furtick.
Furtick. Yeah. Furtick. I mean, this man, if that's a church, then every bar in town is a church, and every rock concert in town is a religious event, and everything the devil's doing is actually what God's doing, if that's a church. That's just how dark and absolutely from hell that direction that religion has taken. They are more an enemy to the cause of Christ than Barack Obama in the White House.
And that is what One World Church is going right now.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for calling. God bless you. Let me take this next call. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Thomas.
Yes.
I appreciate you today letting people know that God is not going to lose.
No way.
God have already won. And Jesus, in his scripture, he always told us to be of good cheer. Jesus said, I have overcome the world.
Yes, he has.
And he told us that we are overcomers. So we don't have anything to worry about. Those who trust in God have overcome this world. And the world can't do us no harm.
Hallelujah. So, but we need to do them some harm.
Well, yeah, we do them harm. When we live and do what God have told us to do, they mad at us.
And we need to get out there and make it public everywhere I go anymore, almost everywhere. I walk through the place and testify. I'll start singing. I'll start preaching. I'll start praying. I literally am dedicating the last years of my life for a Holy Ghost revival. Our camp meeting this year, the theme is going to be preparing for the latter rain outpouring.
But see, you do that.
Yes, sir, I'm going to do it more than ever.
You're doing what God have told you to do. You're only one person. You're doing what God have told you to do. And I'm the same way. I do what God have told me to do. And many, many people not going to like me. But there be some that are going to like you. Like if I had not like you, I wouldn't be calling you.
I know. I believe you, brother.
You got people that call you because they like you.
Well, listen to what the Bible said. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
The fool said that.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone astray. Now, that's God talking about our generation. Yep. They are all together become filthy. There is more that there's none that doeth good, no, not one. Now, the Bible's not trying to say nobody is standing for truth, but he's making it so scarce that it sounds like nobody. But there are a few of us, and we're just going to get louder, aren't we?
See, those who've been taught the truth, Jesus have taught us. Now we are righteous. When Jesus said none is righteous, he said that, he mean it. Why he say that? None of them have not been taught because they was going by the old law. Now Jesus have taught these. We are justified by the word of God.
Yes, thank you, brother. Yes. You are always a blessing.
Thank you.
You are always a blessing, and thank you for calling us. You know, it really is something special when you have good men like this brother who will take a stand. I mean, he'll take a stand. He'll get in there and be a part of the good that's going on. And there's good ones in the whites communities. There's good one in the black community. There's good one in the Spanish community. God's got some folks in every kind of place you can name, and some of them are still in places they need to get out of. And God will bring them out. I promise you that, because God is faithful. Now, you know what we're talking about. There is a war going on against God. You need to take a stand. You need to get involved. Many of you work in places, if you mention God, they will stop you and tell you can't talk about God here. Well, listen, friend, I think you can win a case like that when they try to stop you, because you can talk about God if they can talk about the devil. I go to places and I start talking about the Lord, and somebody say, I don't want to hear that. I say, you do your cursing, don't you? Yeah, I do. Well, I'm going to do my preaching, and you might as well be quiet, because you're not going to stop me. And that's just how I feel about it. And I do it nice and kind and plain, you know, and just keep on telling the world Jesus can save. And only Jesus can save. Now, same-sex marriage is war against God. The killing of unborn children is war against God. Taking the Ten Commandments out of our public schools is war against God. Trying to remove everything about the Constitution from the government of the United States, and our present government is doing their best to do. They want to destroy that Constitution and those Bill of Rights because they came out of the Bible. They came out of a biblical era, out of biblical thinkers. And so the liberals hate it. You need to understand, a war against the Constitution of the United States of America is a war against the God that this nation was born to represent. I really believe that. Now, call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And I almost forgot about my email here. And I know I got messages, no doubt about it. I know I've got messages, and I love them. Well, I'm going the wrong thing here. Sometimes I do that. I get all excited, you know, and I really love what I'm doing. Let's go here to the internet and see what I've got. We win. I like that. I like that. We win. Brother Chambers, I love the Lord and believe his word. I've read the end of the book, and we win. Hey, say that with me, everybody. We win. I said, we win. Love your ministry, Brother Chambers. Please keep me in your prayers. Praise God, his mercy endureth unto all generations. Did you hear that? His mercy endureth unto all generations. Now, the phone number to call, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Here's another email before I go back to the phones. Satan wants the world to believe that there is no God and no devil, and that all mankind needs is more freedom. Freedom for same-sex marriage, freedom to smoke and marijuana, and so on. Satan wants mankind to believe we are our own God. He really does. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Well, you're not your God, and you are going to answer to a great God, and he's the God of holiness. If you want to describe God, you say he's holy. Yes, he is. You want to describe God? You say he's sovereign. Yes, he is. You want to describe God and you say that he's eternal? And yes, he is. You want to say he's merciful? Yes, he is. But I want to tell you something. He's holy. If there's anything that describes God, it is holiness. Holiness. He is a holy God. And you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. The guy was talking about the lady there, the opposition coming against us.
Yes.
Well, it really shouldn't be any surprise, because the Pope said in the last couple of weeks that he thought all atheists would go to hell, that their good works would go to heaven, that their good works would get them to heaven, even though they're atheists.
Well, this Pope is the last Pope, I believe, and he is a part of the Antichrist kingdom. There is no ifs and ands about it. And that dear woman at the Catholic school probably feels that way down inside. She probably feels bound in that system, and it's been her whole life, and she probably don't even know how to get out of it. What she needs to do is just run out the front door and not turn around. But, whether she can do that or not, I don't know. But I know one thing. It isn't just a Pope. Remember what is that world group? I'm trying to recall their name. They get billions of dollars, and they are an evangelical group, and they just announced that they're going to hire homosexuals if they are Christians, of course. Yes. If they are Christians. That's World Center, World Council. I'm just not sure of the name. Somebody may know it. You call me and give it to me, okay? But we are in a crazy world, brother.
It's worldwide hunger or something, but they got so many calls, they reneged and said, well, they would go back to their old policy.
Are you kidding? Did they renounce what they had decided and they're going back?
They're going to not harm. They're going to go back to their old policy of not harm homosexuals.
You are kidding. Well, that's good, and there needs to be a lot of that. The Hobby Lobby, they're having a war. The Catholic schools are having a war. All of these are having a war with the Obamacare, which is probably the worst thing that ever happened in America. Liberalism gone amok, and what it does to our health care system is going to be breathtaking. You better learn to trust God out there, folks. You better learn that there's a healer, that there's a bomb in Gilead, there's a healer in the house, and you can be healed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, brother.
I was going to ask you, did you ever think 25 years ago that homosexuality would be the leading issue of the day?
Well, no, I didn't, but way down inside, I knew these things were really coming. You know, you can't stop them, because the Antichrist is so dominant. And I know, you know, we all understand that, and we don't like it. But we're not taking a stand. The preachers of America are the worst. And you think about this guy, church called Elevation. I mean, it's wild. It's crazy. It's insane. Then you think of what our mayor just did, Pat Cannon. I mean, he'd probably been doing it for 20 years. He probably was raised. You remember, he was raised on the government. Anybody raised on the government, they learn to trust the government. They become slaves to the government. And so they can't get loose from that. The world owes it to them. They don't owe nothing. The world owes everything, you know, and that's how they're feeling today.
I would advise anybody that's just started reading the Bible to skip over to the end, and they'll see how it ends.
It ends wonderful, don't it? I love you, brother. I love you much. God bless your heart. You own the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, preacher. preacher, I think the organization you're trying to think of is World Vision.
Yes, that's right, World Vision. And they did back down.
Accept same-sex marriages because they can see how the people suffer over there. And can you imagine what that means to those poor people?
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, I understand the whole agenda. I have had a lot of friends that turned to homosexuality or that I met while they were homosexuals. I've always showed them my love and my kindness. I've always welcomed them to visit our church. They could not join as a homosexual or a lesbian. They couldn't sing in the choir. They couldn't even stand up and testify they were Christians and live that life. I would not allow it. No, I would not, but I would do my best to win them to Christ. And I would tell them the gospel will change you from whatever you are. You can't be so deep in sin as long as you don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost and not come back.
Well, let's pray for World Vision.
Yes. They tell me that they've changed their mind and gone back to their old policy. If they do, it'll only be a while until they're able to weather the storm, and then it will come quickly and slowly maybe, and they'll go that way anyway. You don't have to announce it. They just do it.
Amen and amen.
God bless you. God bless you. War against God. Satan wants the world to believe there is no God. I've already read that one. Very good. Pastor, Vladimir Putin is now saying Russia is a Christian nation, that many countries are turning to same-sex relationship, abortion, and unholy values. Can you believe? Can you believe that? That Vladimir Putin would call Russia a Christian nation and would then condemn nations that are turning to same-sex marriage. I don't doubt he would do that. I didn't hear it, and I'm not telling you I know it. I'm just reading what an email tells me. I have no reason to doubt it, though, because that's the direction our world is taking. Hey, give us a call. You are important. I would love to have you on. I'm here to tell you I would love to have you on. Hey, did you hear that radio in the background? I'm sorry for that. I don't know where that's coming from. But it'll vanish. Hey, give us a call now, 1-800-338-7884. Got a call here waiting on me. Let's go to that. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, this is Valerie. I just saw you this morning at the breakfast.
Hey, Valerie.
It's World Vision that you're trying to call out. And they recanted their decision to actually support that group, so they are no longer supporting that group.
I just heard that from another gentleman, and then a lady had said what you said. Give us the name, World Vision. Okay. But I appreciate it much, lady, and God bless you, and I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. Bye.
God bless you. Call quickly now, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. Okay, grab your phone and call quickly, and let me tell you again what I'm giving today. And it could not be more appropriate. It could not be more appropriate. This world is in such a mess. Men and women, their hearts are failing them for fear for looking up at those things coming on this earth. Depression is an all-time big killer, and it is killing many young people. And I've got a little booklet I've written on depression, the human killer, and I'd like to give it to you. I'd like to send it to you as my gift, okay? I would love to send it to you as my gift and do my best to be a blessing to you. I promise you with all of my heart, I would try. With all of my heart, I would try. So give us a call, 1-800-338-7884. Here we are with a message due to excessive spam. Our system has had to adopt a verification system. Well, that's somebody that got an internet message from me, and I did not know that's what it was, okay? But we understand. Give us a call. We're here to be a blessing to you, okay? We are here to be a blessing to you. And if you call, we'll do our best to help you. Now, we're talking today about the war against God, the war to just eliminate God from our society. As I wrote in the article that goes on the internet today, you see, if they can't defeat God and pull him off his throne, at least they want his mouth shut. and they don't want me to have this privilege of being on internet and warning you. They really don't. They don't want me to have this privilege of preaching out beyond the sanctuary walls. And of course, once they win in the public arena, they will attack the church arena because they really don't care. They don't like for us to get tax exemption. I promise you that. And there's been a war against that. And feel-good churches are probably the worst enemies we got. Feel-good churches. Churches that all they want to do is follow the plans of the Rick Warrens and those liberals who want to turn the church into a sin-friendly atmosphere where the sinner isn't offended when he goes to church. Well, a sinner don't need to be offended when he goes to church, but he needs to be convicted. And I would never offend the sinner unless telling him he's the sinner. And I wouldn't do that unless he, you know, unless I know what he's doing, how he's living. I'm very kind to people. I may have a long, strong lips and words, and I may say it plain, but my heart is big and gentle to be a blessing to everybody I can be a blessing to. And I want you to know out there, I'm here to be your friend. And I'm praying, and I believe we're going to have a sovereign move of the Holy Ghost in this city, a latter rain outpouring, and thousands are going to be saved. Thousands are going to be saved. That's my confidence. That's what I believe with all of my heart, and I'm praying with everything inside of me. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers.
Yes.
I had a question for you, something I'm a little confused about.
Okay.
Why do churches and pastors use world terminology as far as depression and mental illness?
They use expressions such as depression and human illness. Do you not understand that?
I don't understand why the churches, churches and pastors are using.
Well, I'm offering a book today. I guess a booklet you've already heard on depression, the human killer. And what I'm doing is trying to help people who are depressed to turn to Christ, to turn to the Bible, to turn to clean, moral, upright living, and they can know that mental illness as a whole, not in every case, but as a whole, is the result of sin. Sin is insanity. You live a life of sin, and your life will go deeper and deeper down the hole. Now, you have some difficulties, and I know that, Daryl, and I love you very much. I'm not talking about you. I don't know what your calls are. I would never judge you. I've never met you personally, just on the radio. But I'm here to tell you, whatever your need is, Jesus has the answer.
Yes, Pastor, I agree with you completely on that. I was just wondering why we Christians are using...
Well, we should use the terms if it describes what's going on. We shouldn't run from the truth, should we? There are many depressed people. There are many people in the churches depressed because they've never learned to trust Christ. They've never learned that the Bible is the answer. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. I mean, God's given us a spirit of deliverance and discipline and love and a sound mind. That's what the Bible says. And you can believe the Bible. You believe that?
Yes.
Of course you do. Father, I pray for Daryl. Okay. This is my friend. Let a miracle of God's supernatural grace cover him like a garment. Turn him to that Bible. Help him dig into that book and cry out to God and believe that God is his miracle worker. There's a bomb in Gilead, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for calling, my brother, my friend. I love you dearly, okay? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, good afternoon, Pastor.
Hey.
How you doing today?
I'm so good. It's wonderful.
Pastor, you know, I just want to, just say we really appreciate your testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ, who defeated Satan and all his imps on Calvary Cross.
Hey, back off of that telephone a little bit. You're coming through so bold, I'm having to cut you down. Back off a little bit and keep on talking.
Well, Pastor, I just really appreciate your testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ.
I heard that. Believe me, I heard it.
Yes, sir. And Pastor, you know, we just have to remember as Christians that Jesus Christ defeated Satan and all his cohorts on the cross.
Absolutely. That's what I say in this article. How great is our God is the picture on the front. And I just make it plain that the devil is going to lose. My God is great. And I am a creation of God. He's mine. He's mine. I'm his. And we're going to win. And I can give you so many scriptures to tell that we're going to win. We're going to rise above this world of brokenness and sorrow, because if we trust God, we can't lose.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, I second that emotion, brother.
Thank you, brother.
God bless you.
God bless you. Now call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The toll-free number anywhere in America, Canada, 1-800-338-7884. Charlotte, North Carolina, and all around this area, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now grab your phone. Grab your phone and call me immediately. Let's don't waste a minute. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org. Let me make sure I hadn't missed some here. I usually wind up at the end of a program and find somebody I missed. Yes, here's one. Please read Revelation 22:7 and Revelation 22:20. Well, I'll do it just for you, dear lady. 22 and 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come the Lord Jesus. And then verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Isn't that good? Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now, I got to take a minute. Maybe by next Saturday, we'll be on camera. Maybe. If not next Saturday, it could be Saturday week, but I'm shooting for next Saturday. The material, as far as I know, is all here. It's being put together by some computer experts, a camera, everything needed. It looks like we're getting very close, and we can hardly wait. We are going to bless the world with this gospel to the best of our ability. God helping me, I'll be looking at you, and I need every one of you listening, every one of you, to be a friend of this ministry. We've operated on a shoestring through the years. This is our 41st year. We've never had extra money. I don't ever remember a time that we wasn't a little bit behind in the radio costs. And we just need you to help us. I asked for 10 people to give 1,000. I've got 2. I asked for 100 people to give 100. I've got 2 or 3 of those. I've asked for another 100 to give any amount. Hopefully that would be $25,000. I need you to help me. I really do. So will you get on the turf and be a part of this wonderful ministry, and let's do it together, will you? Let's do it together. You working with us and us doing the Lord's work to the best of our ability. Send you your message. Call us. Let us hear from you, because we are here to be a blessing to you. We really are. And we will do everything in our power to bless you. We have many people who are joining our email. You can join by email jrc@paulcreek.org. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. Go to the website at paulcreek.org. Simply Paul Creek, PAWCREEK.org, and join the website, and you will get messages at least twice a week, the Lord willing, to be a blessing to you. You'll get a copy of these radio programs. Programs to be a blessing to you. So give us a call. Let us hear from you. Let us know you on our team, and we will do our best to love you and care. Now, I need those gifts. 10 people giving 1,000, 100 people giving 100, and then 50 people, or no, 100 people giving any amount. So will you be one of those? Hey, I'm going to be saying this to you now until I really hear from all of you out there. Well, I won't know when I hear from all of you, but as many as possible. And you need to be on our team. Help us. You can call right now, make a gift, or you can send it by phone. Paul Creek, Ministries, 5110 Tuckasegee Road, Tuckasegee, or call the phone to get the address, and we will do our best to be a blessing. Amen, amen. Jesus is the answer for everything. He said on the cross, it is finished. He did. Thank you for that message. He on the cross said, it is finished. He on the cross said, it is finished. And I promise you, friend, it is finished. The Lord has done that which we needed him to do. The Lord hath done that which we needed his saving power to do. Well, the lines are open. We're waiting on you. If you have a message, you have something you'd like to say, we will do our best to respond to you and be a blessing to you because we really care. We're here to show our love and to reach out to you. Now, remember, the war against God is gripping our world, but God is going to win. I said God is going to win. Let me take you to Isaiah 39. Great. They would a passage. No, it's 40. Isaiah 40. To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host, that's the stars and the bodies of the heavens, by number. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why, what sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Oh, wow. What wonderful truth we live by. What wonderful truth we live by. I don't know whether you love these truths or not, but I love them. I know who my God is, and I love talking to him. I love to pray until I pray through. You know what happens when you pray through? You actually enter the holiest behind the throne of God in heavenly Jerusalem. Now, that's spiritual, not physically, but spiritually. You go right in through the veil, which is Christ, into the holiest, and you can talk to God and have communion with him. And if you want that kind of communion, it's available to you. Available. Be bold in your prayer life. And God will be bold in his response to you. God will care for you. God will watch over you. Now, we didn't talk a lot about many institutions like the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. We didn't talk about the People for the American Way, the National Organization of Women, the National Education Association. But there are many groups like those four that are just so liberal. They hate everything spiritual. They're determined to bring everybody to be free in all of their marvel, degenerate living. They are just out to destroy righteousness. They hate the limitations of the Bible, the limitations of the commandments of God. They want liberty to do what they please, when they please, how they please, and they don't want nobody. They don't want nobody to have one thing in efforts to stop them. Do you hear me? If ever we've needed God to help us in this hour, we really do need him today. I hope you understand that, and I pray that you will move in surrender and devotion and give God your life, my friend. Give God your life. He's everything you need, and he will answer your prayers. He will reveal himself to you. He'll make himself known in his grace to your heart. What a God we serve, and how unlimited are his favors and his blessings. They just never end. Now listen, tomorrow morning, I'll be preaching. I do not know yet what I will be preaching. Last Sunday, I preached a sermon on God will restore everything the devil has taken. Hey, that's a good sermon, and you can order a copy of that. I'll give that to anybody that would like to have that instead of the booklet on depression. God will restore everything the devil has taken. I believe that. That's in the Bible, by the way. And last week we did a program on the wicked person shall live out only half their days. You ought to go hear last week's broadcast. It's in the archives. Go to paulcreek.org. Look way up there on the left corner, and you'll see Open Bible Dialogue. Click on it, and it'll take you to the archives. And there are, 400 and some programs, and there'll be one just what you need to bless you, to move your life, and to draw you nearer and closer to the Lord. And that's why we're here. We're here to help you get the things you need, spiritually speaking, and allow God to really be real in your life. Now, please, let me tell you that killing unborn children is one of the saddest chapters in American history. Nothing has ever happened to America that's more devastating, that's going to cause us more pain in the end, cause our country more destruction and darkness than the killing of unborn children. You just can't find anything more vile than that. You really cannot. Every child is a creature of God, created in the likeness and the image of God. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Did you know the Bible said that? Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Hallelujah. Hey, friend, it's a joy to know the Lord. It really is. It's a joy to know the Lord. Living for Christ is the greatest delight on the face of this earth. It'll lift you up. It'll bless you. It'll draw you close to God and His blessings. It will have an incredible effect upon your life. And that's what we're here for. We're here to be a blessing to you, to help you grow in the Lord, to help you get in your Bible and win in your life. Thank you for your message Well, that's from a wrong place, too. I'm sorry. Emails come in, and I think they're for me for radio, and I read them, and they're not. Well, I just stop. That's the way I do it. God bless your heart. Now, question, answer, let me hear from you. Anything I can say to help you, encourage you, to get you excited? Oh, I would love to get you excited about prayer. If I could get you excited about prayer, and you would begin to be a prayer warrior like you've never been before, get on your face and stay there for some hours. Set aside a night to pray all night occasionally. It'll be good for you. I cannot tell you how good it will be for you to spend a night, all night in prayer. It will help you grow and mature. It will help you become strong in the Holy Ghost. It will help you to reach your children that may be unsaved, neighbors and friends and people around you. Listen to me, friend. We live in a wonderful, wonderful opportunity in the Christian walk. It is breathtaking. It is outstanding. And I want you to live in it. I want you to know the joy of it. I want you to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want you to do His will with all of your heart, everything in you. Do the will of God, and you will never be sad. Can I tell you, it will bring blessings and honor and beauty to your life. Hallelujah. That this Bible is a perfect book. This Bible is absolutely infallible. There's not one part of it that you cannot depend upon and believe, because God is a miracle working God. Now, I told you a while ago that the theme of our camp meeting this year is going to be preparing for the latter rain outpouring. So let me take a moment to encourage you to start praying with me for the latter rain outpouring. I'd like to have 1,000 or so people who would devote yourself to pray for the latter rain of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Let me read it to you. The book of Acts, chapter 2. Let's go to verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto me, you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Well, you say, we don't allow prophecy in our church. We don't allow tongues and interpretation in our church. Well, you're not a Book of Acts church. That's all I know to say. If your church doesn't allow the Holy Spirit to be real and doesn't allow the gifts of the Holy Ghost, then don't call yourself a Bible church. Get back to Pentecost. Get back to a Spirit-filled church life. You start with yourself. Get your closet somewhere, a good praying place. Excuse me. Find you a place to wait on God and stay there. I mean, stay there until you know that God has heard you and that God has answered you and that God is going to move in your life. And I promise you, something grand is going to happen in your life. It cannot fail. It really cannot fail. Please share on the treasure Jesus Christ. Please share on the treasure Jesus Christ is about his person. Why is he awesome? Why is he awesome? Jesus Christ is eternal. He's the Son of God. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star. He's the rose of Sharon. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which is, which was, and which is to come. Jesus Christ is God's Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Jesus is our Savior and our Lord. I love you. This has been a good program. There's a war against God, a war against Jesus Christ. And by the way, they don't mind you saying God in the generic name. But they don't want you to say God as the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as the Heavenly Father, the Creator of the universe, the God of the Holy Bible, the God of the great truth of Holy Scripture. Let me tell you, God is God. He's real. He's mighty. He never fails. You can have this free booklet now, Depression, the Human Killer, or you can ask for the sermon that I preached last Sunday, that God will restore everything the devil has stolen. God will restore everything the devil has stolen. I promise you, friend, he will do just that. He will do just that. He's a faithful God. And I'll be right back. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Listen, let's end with that now. I'll be back. We shall behold him.
We shall.
In
all of his glory.
Hey, we shall behold him, church. He's coming. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Hey, I want to tell you something, friend. When you begin to think about things like this and the day of his coming, the blessedness of his appearance, hallelujah. Now call the ladies of Stay as long as you call Depression, the Human Killer, or the sermon on CD I preached last week. Listen to me. And the name of that sermon is God Will Restore Everything the Devil Has Taken. God will restore everything the devil has taken. And he really will. He really will. God bless you, friend. He's coming. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. God is coming soon in Christ.
One eternal breath.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, friend. I love you.